Okay, welcome to your Sacramento podcast. Today we're going to talk a little bit about shopping. A lot of people come to the Sacramento area. They're not really sure to encounter, or they don't know what they're going to encounter regarding shopping. Shopping's a big deal, let's put it this way, especially also since we, a little while ago, hit COVID times and people are kind of like stockpiling up stuff in their house. So let's figure out if there's stores out there that you can actually stockpile at. Just joking. All right, guys. So what used to be in Sacramento is the Arden Mall was the place to go. It, Cheesecake Factory, Nordstrom's, all that kind of stuff. Now, since Nordstrom pulled out and a couple other main stores pulled out, Arden Mall has just become, it's not really become one of the better areas to go shopping at right now just because the selection and everything too. So everything has kind of moved over towards Roseville. The Roseville Galleria, you have the fountains, and you also have what's called the Galleria itself. And the Galleria's got the stores like Apple, Restoration Hardware, Williams Sonoma. I mean, you kind of name it, they've got those kind of stores. They're actually putting in a little bit more like other stores too. They got Gucci, they got Louis Vuitton. So the mall is definitely developing. You got some nice areas to actually eat over there as well too. The Art House, Hawk Steakhouse, which is one of my favorite steakhouses in the area. You have other places that are like gluten-free, like Pushkin's Bakery. That's right, you heard me first. Pushkin's Bakery is one of the spots my wife and I absolutely love, just because it's gluten-free, it's all that kind of stuff. They give you that also flour and like all that stuff. So Pushkin's Bakery, and there's one downtown, but the one I like to go to in Roseville, the parking is not a big deal. The people are really nice, and I found the bakery selection to be a little bit better than Pushkin's. And you're going to find some chain stuff, a lot of chain stuff in the Sacramento area as well, too, like BJ's, A&W, Carl's Jr., Olive Garden. So if you're the type of person who kind of likes that kind of chain vibe, I mean, we got that, too. We got Dairy Queen, which is a staple in our household. You got Sonic and all that. Let's talk about the main thing, though. It's Costco. Yeah, it's funny because when I was living in the Bay Area, we went to Costco maybe once a month. Costco wasn't a big deal. And Sacramento is a huge deal. I mean, don't feel bad if you live here and you go to Costco at least 3 times a week. I mean, that's kind of like, I think, the Sacramento average around here. But Costco's huge. I mean, it's a crazy thing. I've seen the craziest things in Costco, bar none. I've seen people pull up RVs and get into gas fights at Costco. I've seen people fight over carts and everything too. Now, Friday usually fills up because everybody, especially during summer, what ends up happening is in Costco, it's like barbecue season. So people are fighting over the briskets, all the barbecue stuff. Everyone goes there and, you know, it's huge. I mean, the Costco, I didn't really realize Costco has had this type of a vibe. But until I got to Sacramento, I mean, everyone fills up with gas here. And there's a Costco strategically placed, I think, pretty much around like 10, 15 minutes anywhere you go in the Sacramento area. Placer, all that kind of fun stuff. And they're building, I think, another one in El Dorado Hills. They're building another one, I think, in Elk Grove. I think they're going to do another one in Natomas. They're going everywhere. But if you come to Sacramento, it's not a bad thing. I actually think it's kind of a fun thing, is the idea that Costco is big here. And so if you're someone who thinks they know Costco is the way you know, and you're like, no, you know, over here they're big too. No, they're huge here. And the funniest part is when I have people moving in from other areas, you know, other areas of the United States, and they're like, oh, yeah, we love Costco. We always go to Costco. By the time I bump into them, they're like, yeah, man, you're totally right. Costco is another animal here in the Sacramento area. People are buying Christmas trees there, you know, dollhouses during the time of the year. I mean, it's just teacher's presence. I mean, Costco's turned into, and I don't know if it is this way because, you know, I moved to Sacramento and that was kind of it as far as my Costco shopping. I don't know if it's as big anywhere else, but man, Costco's gone crazy. The prices, though, with this hyperinflation, everything's almost double. But I'll tell you something, if you're someone right now coming out to move into Sacramento, understand also that a lot of these new home communities are developing their own kind of malls and everything too. Elk Grove's got stuff planned, El Dorado Hills stuff has stuff planned as well too. And I'm sure at some point Arden is going to get another breath thrown in it. So don't be too hung up, but I just want to give you a little bit of the vibe on the shopping there is around here. You're gonna see a lot of Strip, and like I said, Costco's, you know, another thing here. Sprouts is pretty good. There's good Trader Joe's selection throughout the area as well too. The big one is Raley's and Bel Air. There's a few Safeways sprinkled around here, but those are the big supermarkets in the area. As in everywhere else in the United States, there is a Starbucks and a Pizza on almost every corner. But I would say go to some of these other areas as well too, because there's some markets, organic veggies, and all that stuff. After all, Sacramento is farm to fork. So if you come to Sacramento, understand that as far as shopping goes, I've kind of broke it down for you. If you're looking for a nice dress for an event, might want to go to the Galleria. If you're looking for some nice veggies, a lot of mom and pop vegetable areas to shop at, like Loomis, Elk Grove, really, really nice. But trust me, guys, if you do come to Sacramento, we've got your shopping taken care of. And anything that we don't have here, you're about an hour and 30 minutes from San Francisco. It's okay. And Amazon delivers, guys, on a daily basis. All right, talk to you soon.